Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence. I had to pause to get Joe out of sync with me. He's mocking me. Did you see that?
I'm not mocking you.
There you go.
The passive aggressive again, leaving my mic off.
Oh, yeah. There was just a big fat delay.
Big fat delay is right.
All right. And your microphone.
I'm looking at the big fat delayer.
Yeah, that's me. Let's see. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. He's fabulous and stupendous in every way. Right. And I am nothing, as has been pointed out by one of our good listeners, where we appreciate that. And superlative in every way would be our producer, Rob Center. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. But you're always the star of the show. So you have an opportunity coming up to participate in today's On the Mark. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line now open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or text us at 70236. We would very, 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 very much love to hear from you today, so please check in. We had the president in Hershey last night. We have two excerpts from CBS that we'll play of his visit to Hershey. They've been getting good play in the news and on CBS and on the networks. We had impeachment articles announced, votes coming soon by the end of the year. They say this will all be wrapped up in the House and in the hands of the Senate. And let's see what else. Oh, the USMCA.
Our friend EB here.
Well, tell us, why don't we do it this way? Why don't you tell us what really happened first?
Well, no, I think his letter, because it points out how so many people just cannot and will not acknowledge that President Trump is doing anything good or worthwhile.
Well, think of his track record so far.
All right. Well, our friend EB says, in a shocking act of anti-Semitism, Trump signed an executive order declaring Judaism a nationality. In other words, Jewish Americans are apparently no longer considered American by this administration. One can only imagine how Trump, Stephen Miller, and the other white nationalists in the White House will use this to oppress Jewish people. Two thoughts. One, I can't wait to hear the BS excuse conservatives come up with for why this act of pure anti-Semitism is okay.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
And I vote we declare evangelicalism a nationality while we're at it. Let's see how well that goes over. Well, what EB is ignoring...
So let's hear the BS excuse. Go.
Well, no, this is from CNN. Are they purveyors of BS to the left? I don't think so.
Well...
Says President Donald Trump will sign an executive order today to interpret Judaism as a nationality and not just a religion. A move that Trump administration believes will fight what they perceive as anti-Semitism on college campuses. The impending order was first reported by the New York Times. In an order that would allow Trump to take further steps to combat anti-Israeli sentiments and divestment movements on college campuses by requiring colleges and universities to treat those movements as discriminatory in order to keep their funding. The move would trigger a portion of the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964 that requires educational institutions receiving federal funding to not discriminate based on national origin, according to senior administration officials. The Department of Education can withhold federal funding from any college or educational program that discriminates based on race, color, or national origin, according to the Civil Rights Act. Hmm. So, EB, your abject apology will be gratefully accepted as soon as you can type it out.
That's a BS excuse you and conservatives are using.
That's
to
from
explain
CNN.
This
Even
away.
CNN agrees that this is being done for all the right reasons.
Well, they have a conservative moment from time to time.
Well, so they actually have gone off the deep end here.
I think so.
But this just shows how people who dislike the president can't imagine. I mean, never give him the benefit of the doubt.
Look at the track record.
Never even question.
He's done five good things in the past 3 years, and 901,000 bad things. So when he does something that relates to Judaism,
we got 90 minutes. Start the 901,000 bad things he's done.
Oh my gosh! Just every tweet, every diss. What did we talk about one yesterday that irritated somebody I ran into? Oh, the John McCain thing. He wouldn't raise the flag or lower the flag to have staff.
He did eventually do it.
Well, yeah, he got pressured into it after.
Yeah, well, you know,
there's just so many
person.
Things.
He isn't the only petty person in the country. You know, he isn't the only one who does things that
I
might not like.
Wouldn't you hold the president of the free world, I would argue the most powerful man in the country, to a higher standard of behavior and demeanor and speaking?
And Warren Harding had sex with his girlfriend in the closets at the White House.
Oh, so it's okay.
I'm just saying every human being has fallibilities, my friend.
Warren Harding set the bar quite low, and President Trump has slipped right underneath it. I appreciate your illustration. Thank you. Thank you for the email. If anybody wants to weigh in on this topic as it relates to Judaism, please do check in. Read a paragraph or two.
I always remember we had an old substitute teacher when I was in high school. My best friend, and was best man at my wedding for many, well, he's been my best friend until he passed away, Ron Israelite. But
he's Jewish.
Yeah, he was Jewish. And the teacher, this substitute teacher, an old guy who was long retired but came back in, he wanted everybody's name. So he went around the classroom, had everybody say their name. And he got to my friend Ron, and he said, Israelite. And the teacher went, no, not your nationality, your name.
Well, guess what?
That was both.
Yeah, now he's okay with that exclamation. Okay. We got this came to the newsroom. It is a news release from the Pennsylvania Democratic Party chairwoman.
All right. She says, Pennsylvania Democratic Party Chairwoman Nancy Patton Mills released the following statement in response to President Trump and Vice President Pence's rally in Hershey. Quote, as a candidate, Donald Trump promised that he would help Pennsylvanians by stopping the skyrocketing costs of prescription drugs and defending protections for pre-existing conditions. As president, he has broken those promises. His administration is advancing a health care agenda that would side with insurance companies to raise costs for Pennsylvanians with pre-existing conditions like asthma and diabetes. He has been an ineffective leader, and nothing he said tonight changes that. The president knows that he has to play defense in Pennsylvania because of his broken promises to working families in our Commonwealth. Pennsylvania Democrats are fired up and ready to work around the clock to ensure victory in 2020. The future of our nation depends on it.
All right. Well, that wasn't as interesting as I thought it might be.
Well, it's also inaccurate. He has not come out with any plan that stops pre-existing conditions. As a matter of fact, he's on record saying
he supports
that.
But haven't his executive orders, though, made it easier for insurance companies to say no to pre-existing conditions under some circumstances? And I'm afraid
I'm not aware of any of that, but I'm not saying that.
One of the executive orders did something related to that. I'm going to ask our audience. The president has changed the playing field when it comes to pre-existing conditions with one of the executive orders that was meant to dismantle Obamacare, and that was one of them. So I'd like our audience to fill in the blank there. This was a year ago.
If he would come out with something that would stop insurance for pre-existing conditions, he will lose the election. You know, I look at the Bernie Sanders got booed yesterday or heckled at a union meeting because the union people who worked long and hard to get good health care on their own don't want Medicare for all, and he got heckled for it.
Okay, because they would like to keep going fighting for and making it a wonderful benefit that they fought for.
Right,
and
I mean, they did. They gave up income in order to get better health care. And now here comes a Democrat who's supposedly their friend saying, I'm going to take this all away from you, and you're going to be in a large cattle call for medical care, you know, and you're going to have to give up your good plan and take what we give you.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our open phone. We started out talking about the president's change related to declaring Judaism a nationality so that it can be protected in a greater fashion. But as one of our good listeners points out, it opens up the door to anti-Semitism. To that end, E.B. has a follow-up, please.
Yes, he says, every prominent Jewish group has slammed Trump's executive order as anti-Semitic. But I guess we shouldn't listen to them, right? What do they know about our people? Just go ahead and laugh off our concerns. This is so anti-Semitic that I suggest we start calling him Donald Farrakhan.
Well, Mr. Israelite just turned over in his grave.
Do you realize that he has Jewish relatives? Donald Trump.
Right, but that's never stopped him from dissing a group or organization. He's done other anti-Semitic things in the past.
What?
I wish I had a memory. I can't remember.
Moved the capital of Israel. He agreed to move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
What has President Donald... I would like our whole audience to participate in this and answer the question because I can't remember. What has President Donald Trump done that could be viewed as anti-Semitic? It doesn't even have to be definitive proof of his tremendous bias against anybody who doesn't look like him or behave like him or worship like him.
For heaven's sakes.
Oh, my gosh. You can't handle it, can you?
He's done nothing.
Period. Stop, Joe, right there. You have it right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're going to open that up. Let's see. Go ahead. I guess we can read that before we go short.
I'm just so shocked over here at your assertion.
All right, I'll look it up. I'll Google it while you read.
All right. We finally did get something out of this impeachment fiasco. We got the Mexico-Canada trade agreement passed. Yay! Let's go for firing him. Maybe we can get Congress to pass other good things. What a way to get things done. That's our democratic government.
Well, it's not passed yet, but the announcement was with the USMCA, which has the support of Dan Muser and Fred Keller, and of course, the president claims sole responsibility for authoring it.
He said he was okay with the changes they made.
Right.
I mean, the Democrats fiddled around
with
it.
Well, no, he said they were his changes.
No, I didn't hear him say that. I heard him say that.
He said it in the past.
Well, I heard
but whoever made the changes, it doesn't really matter.
Well, I mean, everybody, he accepted them. He had no problem with them,
Everybody claims responsibility for the good in the world, and everybody blames
and
the bad.
And then Nancy Pelosi said the timing had nothing to do with politics.
Really?
What does she think we are, stupid?
Well...
The same day they come out, rolled out their impeachment articles, I was happy to hear the president say last night what bothers me. You know, Pelosi and everybody else are saying impeach him for bribery, extortion. And yet when the charges come out, they aren't there. And I agree with the president.
Yeah, why can't you get over that? Obviously,
these are the weakest impeachment charges ever brought against a president in our country.
Oh, brother.
You know,
These are the best. These are the most confirmable. I guarantee you they're the ones that
confirmable was Bill Clinton lying under oath. That was absolutely confirmable.
That doesn't have anything
physical
to do
evidence.
With now.
Well, it does indeed.
It does not.
Andrew Johnson broke a congressional law.
These are the most confirmable
for the
president.
Huh?
These are the most confirmable for the president. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Come on,
take
folks.
That break?
Yeah, let's light them up. And you can email us at onthemarketwkok.com, as EB has done again. And but we invite other folks to use the email, too. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236.
I think I can. I think I can. I think I can.
Sunbury Motors Kia knows they can. 2019 has been a great year for Sunbury Motors Kia. They need 24 new Kia sold to reach their best sales year ever. Buy a new 2020 Kia Soul S for only $17,549. Save over $4,300. Two SUVs you have to put on your list are the Kia Sorento and Sportage. At SMC, a 2020 Kia Sportage is a steal at $24,549. Save over $5,000. And a 2019 Kia Sorento S all-wheel drive is $27,999. That's over $8,000 in discounts. Sunbury Motors needs just 24 new Kia sold to break their one-year sales record. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
I think I can. I think I can. I think I can.
This little import dealer knows they can. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
We are back. On the Mark, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Our friend EB has yet another point. Why the fear of taking my point seriously? There seems to be a strong effort to avoid even considering what I and many others are afraid of. Why won't you seriously discuss it? Because you won't accept the premise that the president has stated why he's doing it. You know, so what are we supposed to say? Well, there is the potential here for serious harm to the Jewish people. But that's not what he's talking about doing. Until we actually see some nefarious purpose here, I'm willing to accept him at his word that he wants to use this as a tool to stop anti-Semitism on college campuses and the exclusionary movement that so many liberals apparently support.
CNN on Sunday said, on Saturday night, President Trump served up a buffet of anti-Semitic tropes during his speech before the Israeli-American Council advocacy group in Florida. He played on the dangerous anti-Semitic theme of Jews having dual loyalty to the U.S. and another country when he said, they don't love Israel enough. He then invoked the slur that Jews are hyper-focused on money, telling the crowd to protect their money. In order to protect their money, they will have to vote for him in the 2020 election.
He made that same point about other groups, too, and other people. Jewish slur.
Anyway, one step further, saying that Jewish people in the real estate business know very well you're brutal killers. You're not nice people at all, but you have to vote for me.
Brutal killers.
Well, I guess Jewish realtors are tough in New York, in his experience. So they're brutal killers. further proof of overall anti-Semitic behavior.
EB is obviously worked up over this topic. He sends yet another email saying,
How
do you suppose Jewish people in this country feel? Judaism is a belief system, not a nationality. If we did something like this with evangelicals, there would be rioting in the streets. Why is this okay with Jewish people? He didn't take away their religious status. He just added something, as I understand it.
Yeah, that's the intent. So we'll take more callers and emailers.
Isn't Israel considered the Jewish homeland, which makes it a nation?
Well, yes.
I mean, isn't it?
Yes, but
okay.
I don't think individuals...
So it's a religion and a nationality. That's like saying, suppose they decide...
No, it's not a nationality.
Well, if they decreed Irish Catholics were a nationality, I would have no problem with that.
Well, this is the first I'm hearing about this. I'm ashamed until EB notified me. I hadn't heard about it. I was too busy on impeachment in the USMCA yesterday. But in any event, people today who are in the U.S. who are Jewish are no more connected to Israel than Italians are. You know,
well, that's
like
not necessarily
fifth generation
true.
Italians are connected to Italy.
Not necessarily true at all. There are many Jewish people who support the Israeli homeland with generous donations of their time, talent, and abilities.
Well, and I think Italians would call attention to the fact that they're Italian, but they don't get to claim that it has a nationality. They're just American. That's all they are.
So you never heard of Italian-Americans?
Well, yes, I have, and that's a good way to describe yourself, but that doesn't mean you're beholden to Italy and that you claim dual citizenship. Come on.
No, well, I don't like that Italian-American, Irish-American. I like Americans of Irish or Americans of Italian ancestry.
It's a little bit more accurate.
Are you an American or are you an Italian first or an Irish person first?
It's a little
I'm an
longer,
American
though.
First.
We'll have to come up with acronyms. So you're Irish descent, so you would be an American
of Irish ancestry.
Irish ancestry. A-O-I-A.
A-O-I-A.
A-O-I-A. You need a consonant in there, bad.
Yes. Well, we'll put a B in there for bad. Bad Americans.
Oh, no. B-O-I or A. Abide. Well, okay, so
I think you're really off into the weeds here.
That's not working.
But seriously, what harm...
Why does your nationality have to start with a vowel? Why can't you have a G? Like, I have some German in me, so I would be a...
German Americans, Americans of German descent, A-G-D, egged.
Egged. He's an egged.
Egged.
He got egged. All right. We have Congressman Keller made sure that in a tweet today that we were familiar with his being mentioned in a Sun Gazette article today. So we called that up. Go ahead.
Right. This is Mike Reuther's article. He says, U.S. Representative Fred Keller, a Republican of Cramer, has not wavered in his support for Donald Trump amidst impeachment proceedings against the president. House Democrats announced two articles of impeachment yesterday against Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, pushing toward historic votes over charges charges he threatened the integrity of the U.S. election system and endangered national security in his dealings with Ukraine.
Go down to the farther down. Keep going. There you go. Stop.
Okay. Keller, a first-term congressman whose 12th district includes Lycoming County, said Tuesday there is no direct evidence that the president did anything. The Republican lawmaker said Democrats have been on a fishing expedition to find what they can against Trump since before he was elected in 2016. He said, clearly some of the things they are doing are reactionary. What I think will happen, I think articles will come out of committee, then come to the floor. I'm going to vote no on it. There has been no case made that the president has done anything wrong. I am going to support the rule of law. Keller said his opposition to impeachment is not out of blind loyalty to the president. He said, no one convinces me to do anything that is not right.
And
you know,
told,
Fred Keller, you know that to be true.
He told us that, too. He told me that. Let's see.
Difference between us is I believed him, you didn't.
Wait. I believe him. I believe Fred. I don't think Fred Keller's a liar. I just said that he had sort of changed in his political ferocity. But he replied that that's what people want him to do. So that's...
He is their representative. Do you
right.
doubt he is representing the views of the majority of the people of the 12th Congressional District?
Yeah, probably.
You think he is?
I would think so.
He is or he isn't representing?
I think he is not.
Because he is not.
Most people do not favor impeachment. So let's assume briefly, and maybe it's a bad assumption, that people in the 12th district are a part of the national party politic and don't favor favor impeachment. And of course,
you think the majority of people in the 12th congressional district favor impeachment?
I'm speculating. I really don't know.
Well, I think you are dead wrong. I think the majority.
So why do most people in the U.S. favor?
But they don't. I mean, look at the key states here in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
no.
They do too. Look at the polls.
Look at the polls in the battleground states.
You look terribly hard at the polls. Dan, you're on the mark. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I appreciate Trump recognizing Judaism. I think it's the right thing to do, and evangelical Christians respect Judaism. The Jews gave us the Holy Scriptures. Every book in the Bible was written by Jewish people. And Jesus Christ was born of a Jewish mother. So definitely Trump loves the Jewish nation and the Jewish people living here. And I respect him for that, that everything he does is non-discriminatory, and people that don't like Trump will find a reason not to like anything he does. But
well, and likewise, his supporters will find any way to like anything that he does. You know,
he does nothing really he's surely done things that we disagree with, but I haven't found anything major that I disagree with what he's done.
Okay.
He's holding his promises. And now, last night, Alan Dershowitz, he's a big member of the ACLU. He's a liberal, voted for Hillary Clinton, said there's nothing they can impeach Trump on legally. And if they open up impeachment on Trump, they can impeach anybody they don't like. Next, just suppose that a Democrat gets in. Just suppose they would win this following election. There's nothing stopping, as the people like to call the right wing of the Republican Party, they could file articles of impeachment against him because they don't agree with these politics and abuse of power. Every president, if you look at what Trump did, abused power. So it's still what Fred Keller says. They will not accept the outcome of the 2016 election, where people like me said enough is enough is enough. We've had it. We need someone in there that's going to get rid of the swamp. And this swamp is out to do President Trump in. You hear it every day on your program, the emails you get in. They might not realize it, but they're helping the swamp to try to do in President Trump because he's anti-swamp. And you know, what can you say?
You can say he's anti-swamp. You just did.
That bears repeating. But, I guess that's true. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that statement because he has certainly had made a lot of changes in Washington and does things in an unconventional manner, tweeting major policy changes, tweeting that you're fired before you find out. Who was it that he tweeted that he was fired? While they were all in a motorcade, so a couple of cars back, it was like the defense secretary or chief of staff, I think it was, whoever was
General
there.
General Kelly?
One of them was fired via tweet while they were in the same motorcade going to the same place.
Yeah, boy.
He welcomed the new guy in while the old guy was still in the vehicle, unaware he was about to get canned. But anyway,
I say that was pretty aggressive work.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Thanks for calling in. You got another minute of fame if you wish. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, WKOK News Time. It is 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence
I'm
and Joe McGranahan.
First text. Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is directly across from me. Mr. Rob Center is on the other side of the glass. Mr. Matt Cotrillo's in the newsroom. So we got the trifecta team here of superlative full-timers and one retiree on board. So we invite everybody to participate in WKOK's On the Mark since the aforementioned group is gathered. First of all, I'd like to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. I didn't give them enough attention yesterday, but the folks at the Kia dealership, Sunbury Motor Company Kia dealership, Ernie and Austin, they will make sure that your next vehicle is ultra-efficient, lasts forever, top-rated in consumer reports like the Telluride or the Kia. Well, all the rest of the Kia brands are perfect, or the models are perfect. They got all-wheel drive minivans. The Telluride is just a super-looking SUV. You can get that in the all-wheel drive as well, but super high gasoline mileage. So you're going to be getting 30 miles to the gallon. You're going to go anywhere you want to in the winter in comfort and style. Super looking vehicle, so you just can't go wrong with a brand new Kia. So let Ernie and Austin set you up. Maybe you've decided that a Hyundai is the way to go, or a Lincoln, or a Ford. Well, guess what? The Sunbury Motor Company's got you covered. Or maybe you do prefer to buy pre-owned vehicles. Lots of folks enjoy pre-owned vehicles as long as they're in good shape. Well, the Sunbury Motor Company has guarantees, Carfax, you name it. They'll put you in a vehicle that you will find to be superlative. And they have a selection of them at the Kia dealership on 11 and 15. So please stop at Runyon Road and visit the Kia dealership on 11 and 15. They'll take good care of you. And if you wish to find out more about anything of which I've spoken, go to sunburymotors.com. Our show is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Our toll-free line now open, 1-800-795-9565. We talked about the president's interest in changing Judaism as a nationality rather than just a religion. But as a nationality, it would enjoy more protections. But, of course, Jewish groups not completely happy about that. So as individuals who are Jewish, not necessarily completely happy about that. Talked a little bit about the impeachment. The articles of impeachment are ready for presentation and voting. And the USMCA has not come up much, but Nancy Pelosi announced yesterday that the Democrats would support it. So just another bipartisan remark from Nancy Pelosi. More interested in making sure that the country's in good shape and not
oh,
just...
brother.
What?
You were in need of a checkup from the neck up.
She's had a lot of good things bipartisanly.
Oh, yeah. She's just so bipartisan. It isn't even funny.
You can't think of any, can you?
I can't think of anything bipartisan she's ever done. You're right.
Oh, well, look it up. Your favorite president worked with her. 1-800-794-
Ronald Reagan?
No, never mind. Boy of the Bushes. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at on the market, WKOK.com, and text us at 70236. Which Democratic leaders did President Reagan work
Tip
with?
Tip O'Neill.
And who else?
Well, he worked with everybody. He worked with, Senator, not Strom Thurmond, the guy from Illinois, tall guy who said a billion here, a billion there, and pretty soon it runs into money. I can't think of his name.
Okay. President Donald Trump mocked Democrats for their efforts to impeach him as he rallied supporters at the Hershey Arena yesterday.
So what Pelosi did, as I said, they do the impeachment, then right away, let's do USMCA. Right on top of it, you'd think she'd wait like a day. She wanted to smother the impeachment crap.
Obviously, it comes the same day as Democrats announced two articles of impeachment. The White House and Democrats announced an agreement on a modified North American trade agreement.
Everett Dirksen.
Oh, I would have never thought about that in 1 trillion years. I don't think I ever even heard of him. I wasn't paying attention as closely at the time. Any event, okay, so back to President Trump. Said when it comes to the economy in Pennsylvania, business is what? Business is a booming.
Here in Pennsylvania, you had the single best year that you've ever had in the history of our country. Not bad.
The president held the rally at Hershey. He talked about the economy and jobs. U.S. Congressman Dan Muser was there, and among the speakers, Vice President Pence was on hand as well. And taxpayers aren't going to have to worry about the extra expense for security. The Republican. I have evidence of bias in the media. Remind me. I'm going to bring this back out.
I can hardly wait.
The Republican Party's unsuccessful candidate for governor of Pennsylvania last year says he'll pick up the tab for the municipal police as long as it doesn't go over $20,000. Scott Wagner told Derry Township officials that taxpayers wouldn't have to pay for the extra police protection yesterday. Governor Tom Wolf's administration is warning that hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvanians stand to lose food stamps or see reduced benefits under changes being advanced by the Trump administration. Wolf's Human Service Secretary Teresa Miller said 90,000 Pennsylvanians could lose eligibility in April when the new rule limit states from exempting work-eligible adults from having to maintain steady employment. Miller said a rule proposed in October to set a national standard utility allowance would reduce benefits for 775,000 households. Miller also said another rule proposed in July to stop allowing states to exceed federal income eligibility thresholds could strip another 200,000 people from eligibility. Roughly 1.7 million Pennsylvanians do receive food stamps. Joe will appreciate this. It is a monument that's going up, a monumental bronze sculpture of a black man with dreadlocks riding a galloping horse has been permanently installed in Virginia's capital city, not far from the Confederate monument. It mimics an unveiling ceremony for Kehinde Wiley's. Rumors of War was held Tuesday at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in Richmond. Wiley said he was inspired to create the three-story high work after a visit to Richmond in 2016, in which he saw a massive equestrian monument honoring Confederate General Jeb Stuart. Instead of a Civil War-era garb, Wiley's rider is dressed in hoodie, ripped jeans, and sneakers, has dreadlocks, and is an African-American.
So that's the way to give it some context.
Okay. So these are the two eras of time.
Rather than taking something down, put something up that shows how times have changed.
Well, that makes a little sense.
Nothing wrong with that.
Believe it or don't. And finally, a Florida police department. Oh, this is in the category of if the cops had done something bad, you'd talk about it. A Florida police department is paying off all of the layaways at a local Walmart store, allowing 26 customers to pick up their purchases ahead of the holidays. The Dade City Police Department said in a Facebook post that Chief James Walters and his staff walked into the store Monday to pay off the accounts totaling more than $4,300 with donations from the Police Foundation. The department said Christmas is the time to give back. The buyers were surprised when they received the good news on a phone call from the police chief himself. announcing that their debts had been paid off at the layaway at a local Walmart.
I lay away things at Walmart every year hoping somebody will come in and pay them off, but nobody ever has.
Yeah, and then you don't go buy them, and then you give them back. You say, I don't really want them. I was just hoping
them
somebody...
Right. Somebody come along and pay for them.
I was just thinking that. Wouldn't it pay to put a few things
every year there are so many stories about somebody walking into a Walmart. Why is it always a Walmart that they walk into?
I don't know. Nobody ever walks into a Target and pays off layaways.
I've never heard a story about anybody other than Walmart.
Nobody ever goes to Foss's and lays off anything, pays out anything that's for my lovely bride.
There you go. Now, that would be a real act of generosity.
I owe $1,000 in a Christmas gift at Foss's, folks. So whoever that magic Santa is out there, that's where you want to go.
And please go and pay off Mark's bill immediately.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, media bias. See if you detect any media bias in this.
In the story you're about
to read. Associated Press, as a Philadelphia reporter typing this up, it says, the Republican Party's failed candidate for governor in Pennsylvania last year said he'd pick up the tab for municipal police. He's a failed candidate.
Right.
Well, are you failed if you don't win the election? I would argue that, he was unsuccessful, but he was a very successful candidate when
it
came to...
You could say 2018 Republican gubernatorial candidate, Bob Smith, or whatever his name was.
All right. You can say he lost the election. That
but is that relevant to the story?
He's a failed candidate.
Right.
I don't like that. I think it's too negative. I think he was a successful candidate. He raised a lot of money. Plus, he paid a ton of money out of his own pocket. And, he got his message out. But, of course, Governor Wolf had a message that had more appeal for Pennsylvanians. So he won. So I thought, poor Scott Wagner, he's a failed candidate just because he didn't win an election. So that means half the people who've ever run for offices are failures.
He didn't necessarily fail as a candidate. He may have been a very good candidate,
I agree.
But didn't win the election.
Right, I agree. He wasn't as successful in winning the election, but he was successful in running. He was a successful candidate.
Right.
Just not a successful...
He got the nomination of the Republican Party. That makes him a successful candidate.
Right. He wasn't a successful winner.
Right. But you're right. It's biased.
But anyway, I agree. I just think it's too negative. Well, and is it evidence that AP is biased against Republicans? Or would they have said that if Governor Wolf had failed to win, would they say he's the failed candidate
for
governor?
Oh, no. They would have said, unfortunately, the stupid voters of Pennsylvania failed to elect the best qualified candidate.
Okay. That's probably true. All right. 1-800-795-9565.
I used to have a lot of respect for Associated Press, but over the years, as I've read stories like that, I don't anymore.
Well, they're down to just a few people. I think that's it. I think in the past, you had a lot of people who were editors who may have had a political bias, but they weren't the rank and file reporters. So now you're down. The rank and file reporters are gone. You know, there's no Harrisburg correspondent for a reporter for Associated Press. You know, they're just in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. And I think those editors bring a bias to the table. I think it shows in a number of ways, particularly when President Trump is rallying in Hershey or Wilkes-Barre or wherever he happens to be. And you don't get as much coverage of it. But boy, but when Nancy Pelosi came to Wilkes-Barre, you thought, holy smokes. Or the Clintons.
Or Joe Biden when he comes back home.
Yeah, when the Clintons come to Scranton, my gosh, the earth opens up to allow reporters to fill in, you know.
Well, I'm surprised you admit that.
No, I think it's true. It's obvious. At some point, we will stop being Associated Press affiliates because we get less and less for the high expense that we get from it. Now, we do get a lot of sports scores and things. But, like, the news minutes are just like international diatribes. They really don't focus on Washington the way I would like them to.
Remember the old days when you had the teletype in the closet back in the newsroom and...
Well, and at that time, we could feed stories to the Associated Press.
Yes.
You know, you could send them news, and so you'd often see the WKOK Dateline at the bottom of a story on the Associated Press because we would send it to them. I always am interested, too. At the time, if we had typos or sort of editorial dilemmas in our copy, it didn't really matter because we were reading them on the air, and it sounded satisfactorily. And, of course, the Haddons were listening, and so they would tell us if we had a grammatical error or something. But I would send a story to the AP, and it would come back almost unrecognizable because they fixed all the grammar and usage and syntax and everything and turned it into a real story.
Well, they had their style book.
Well, remember. Oh, we still have that, but it's online.
Oh, okay.
It's not an actual book anymore.
The first line is, if it's Democrat, it's good. If it's Republican, it's bad.
online. All right, folks, call us up, 1-800-795-9565. Things on the table. We haven't touched much on it, but the USMCA, Nancy Pelosi, as she often does, supports things in a bipartisan manner that will help the entire nation.
Bah.
And, of course, she's anti-President Trump in every way. But I did notice yesterday that, in just true to form and what how you view her, she did say that it was a great agreement that was worked out by our negotiator. I guess there was a Democrat key leader. I forget the name that she used, but, you know, said it was worked out by our legislator. Right. I haven't heard anybody take credit.
These are the same Democrats who passed NAFTA.
Well, it's everybody who's
now they President Trump admitted it was a terrible thing. He tore it apart. Now they're coming late to the table saying, "Oh yes, NAFTA was bad. Even though we voted for it and passed it, it was bad."
Well, how close is this to NAFTA?
Not close,
really, because most people who are informed on this say that it's very close.
Well, it's close in that it involves the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
Well, no, but it's better. A lot of it is identical or the same. In fact, Mexico calls it the new NAFTA. But it eases our ability to get into the Canadian dairy market. I guess that's a hard thing for us to sell milk to them. They have big tariffs on that. Let's see. Well, Congressman Keller just talked about this. Wages. That if you are getting either vehicles or auto parts from Mexico or Canada, the workers in those countries, this wasn't in NAFTA, but the workers in those countries have to be paid at least $16 an hour. So that, of course, is a U.S. demand that we want individuals who are working on these cars to get fair wages, as we, I think everybody wants everybody to get fair wages. So those are differences. But most people say NAFTA is pretty close to this.
Well, there are five key differences.
Oh,
according,
good. Thank you. Good. Go ahead.
According to CNN, auto manufacturing boost. The USMCA requires 75% of a vehicle's parts to be made in one of the three countries, up from the current 62.5% rule.
In order to be called an American vehicle.
Well, in order to remain free from tariffs when moving between the three signatory countries. It also requires more vehicle parts to be made by workers earning at least $16 an hour, which may provide a boost to manufacturing in the United States, where wages are higher than in Mexico.
Right. Congressman Keller talked about that.
Right. But there are, labor laws have been strengthened. Manufacturing workers have long blamed NAFTA for sending jobs to Mexico, where wages are lower. And it was a priority for Democrats that the USMCA strengthen the enforcement of labor rules, creating a more level playing field for American workers.
Okay.
And lawmakers were able to include some changes to enforcement to bring those things about. So that's a second difference. And
well, that's a big win, I think.
Dairy farmers get more market access. The original NAFTA eliminated tariffs on most agricultural products traded among the three countries. Canada and Mexico are already the two biggest export markets for U.S. farmers and ranchers. The USMCA will keep those tariffs at zero. NAFTA, updating NAFTA for the digital era, the USMCA includes sweeping new benefits for the technology sector. In a chapter on digital trade that wasn't a part of the original NAFTA, the new provisions aren't expected to directly create new jobs, but could provide a boost to U.S. businesses in other ways. And Congress keeps control over biologic drugs. Democrats negotiated the removal of what would have been a new and controversial protection for biological drugs. They argue it would have hamstrung Congress from being able to legislate on drug pricing issues. So those are the five big differences.
So that should help the insulin crisis, right?
It should help. It should give Congress control. I mean, the
that's
way the
a biologic,
the
I
way
believe.
The president negotiated it, the president would have had control over that, as he does in most trade issues, but they put it back there. And to President Trump's credit, he doesn't object to the changes the Democrats made.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly don't have any problem. I mean, protecting workers, that's certainly part of what President Trump wants to do. He didn't have any trouble accepting it.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. So there you have it, folks. The USMCA going to get support from the Democrats, so that will definitely help. We've had a lot of folks advocating for it, Congressman Muser and Congressman Keller, and I guess those are the big people on this
Moscow
show.
Moscow Mitch, as they like to call him, isn't going to bring it up until after the impeachment trial.
What?
That's what he said. I don't know why they couldn't bring it up now. What are they doing now? There's no trial going on right now. Let's get the thing on the floor.
It's just a Judiciary Committee at the moment. Can't they get somebody else?
No, I'm talking about the USMCA.
Okay.
They're not doing anything with impeachment in the Senate at the moment.
Okay.
The House already passed it, so let's just go ahead and have the Senate approve it.
How's Mitch going to handle the impeachment? Let's find out about that.
Well, that's an interesting story.
1-800-795-9565. Call us now. USMCA impeachment is our current topic. Please give us a buzz with your information. We have one email and two texts pending, so we'll read those on the radio when we come back. But join us in our conversation. 1-800-795-9565.
I think I can.
Sunbury Motors Kia knows they can. 2019 has been a great year for Sunbury Motors Kia. They need 24 new Kia sold to reach their best sales year ever. Buy a new 2020 Kia Soul S for only $17,549. Save over $4,300. Two SUVs you have to put on your list are the Kia Sorento and Sportage. At SMC, a 2020 Kia Sportage is a steal at $24,549. Save over $5,000. And a 2019 Kia Sorento S all-wheel drive is $27,999. That's over $8,000 in discounts. Sunbury Motors needs just 24 new Kia sold to break their one-year sales record. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
I think I can.
This little import dealer knows they can. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
And welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Let's see, Joe, if you could read the email, please.
Right. One of our emailers says, let's be honest, if it was a Democrat, Fred Keller would totally be in favor of impeachment.
I wonder if that, you just never know if that would be true. He'd be supporting his party, but he's not like a party wonk. He's a President Trump ardent supporter, but I don't think he's like...
That's like saying, could you say, if Bob Casey were a Republican, he'd be opposed to it.
Abortion.
No, he'd be opposed to impeachment. He's come out and said he's in favor of it. So, you know, it's okay for a Democrat to support that viewpoint, but it's not okay for a Republican to support the other viewpoint.
All right, and the texts.
All right, Trump won't testify because he would lie under oath.
Right, and so he doesn't want to do that. So better do nothing than to... Don't even go there, as he says.
And then we are draining the swamp. All of Trump's men are locked up.
Some of them are. Chris, thank you so much for calling in. You are on the mark.
Yeah, well, first of all, to Dan, all presidents have not done what Trump has done. I don't think any of them have used foreign aid money to support their...
their re-election.
Their election through announcements of investigations by a foreign state. I mean, like, the president can do all sorts of things that he might be doing to support his re-election, like moving the capital to Jerusalem. But if he tells Israel, hey, I know you really want this capital moved to Jerusalem, but I want you to do me a favor first. This Democratic candidate that's running for president, you know, he had some business dealings in Israel. How about you announce there was some corruption on his part that you're investigating? How about that? That would not be the same thing.
Okay.
So the president can do all sorts of things just for his re-election. But there are some things he can't do for his reelection. And so there's a big difference there. And calling this a sham impeachment or a fake impeachment, no, it's a very real impeachment with serious issues that you should take seriously at the very minimum. None of these show things like the Republicans have been doing, putting up circus posters behind them in the hearings and all that crap.
Where's the bribery? Where's the bribery and extortion charge that Nancy Pelosi stood in front of the media and said it was bribery, bribery, bribery? If it was, why isn't that part of the...
Oh, I thought that the Republicans didn't want them to use it because it was tested.
Well, I'm asking you why it. I'm asking you why it isn't there.
And therefore, they shouldn't use it.
Why isn't it there, though, Chris?
Evil because the
See,
Republicans have
you can't
never tested
you can't explain it, so you're just going to belittle my argument. You can't explain it, so you're just going to belittle. You can't explain it, so you're just going to belittle it. You can't explain it, so you're just going to belittle it, right?
What?
The fact that the Democrats were talking about bribery and extortion, yet
no,
that's...
No, it's there.
Well, why isn't
it
one of the charges? Why isn't one of the charges? If it was bribery,
because
if it was extortion, why not charge him with that?
Can I answer you?
Yes, if you will. I'd be delighted to hear it.
Because if you use bribery... an extortion, then you get into very complicated legal definitions of how the law has been interpreted over the centuries. And the law of bribery in the Constitution was before any of those laws existed at all. And it meant very specific things about acts, using your act of power for personal advantage. And it's very simple.
Actually, the bribery and bribery was added to the list of high crimes and misdemeanors after the Constitution was written.
For high crimes and misdemeanors.
Not
oh,
high
crimes. No, the,
they added specifically
the
bribery. They specifically
then?
Added
it
bribery.
It wasn't in any amendment.
But here's
what do you
the,
mean added to the Constitution?
Here's the, what was added as an it was part of a law and an amendment to the Constitution, if my memory serves me. Now, I might be off.
I don't think there's any amendment about that, Joe.
Not specifically that, but they did add.
Okay,
somehow they added
that. What are you talking about?
But anyway, if he did...
okay, neither
wait a second.
No.
Let me finish this question. If he, there is no doubt about what bribery is, right? I offer you something. You just gave an example of it. That's what the Democrats are saying the president did, yet they aren't charging him with that. Why not?
Because it's an abuse of power, and that's the main thing.
Well, I'm sorry, but, go back and read the charges filed against Andrew Johnson.
I just answered you. If you don't like the answer, then let's change the subject.
Well, I'm just saying if you go back and look at the charges filed against Andrew Johnson, there were like 9 different charges. Now, they charged them.
They all came down to one thing.
No, they didn't. They came down to 6 or 7 things.
That Congress had passed the law that he couldn't fire over his veto. And the Supreme Court hadn't ruled whether the Congress congressional bill was constitutional yet.
Well, that's not exactly true, but you're close.
That's pretty much the case. That was the one thing that he fired the Secretary of War. And
right.
And Congress, over his veto, passed a law that said he couldn't fire people in that position.
Actually, he could have, and if he had appointed somebody else and Congress had ratified them, that would have taken that away. He didn't have to do what he did.
He didn't have to do what he did. Yeah, but he fired somebody. That's basically the only charge against him.
Well, there are some others. Go back and read the history. I don't have. I can't.
I did, but you. That was the only thing that they were really upset about. The reason he was impeached.
Joe does forget a lot now, and I think Chris is right.
Well, thank you.
But
I'm there
now,
for you.
And then about the nationality and about NAFTA. 90% of the bill's the same as NAFTA. Two of the changes, maybe three of them, were put in by the Democrats in the House that got accepted by Trump. And the $16 thing, that's very nice. However, I don't know if there's any inflation on that. So it's going to be less nice over the years because I don't think there's any inflation clause in that. So that has a diminutive effect as inflation happens across the country. And basically, it's very similar to NAFTA. There's some good improvements Trump put in, and there's some that the Democrats put in, and they passed it, and I think that's a good thing.
Yep.
But I don't think there's any particular protection for manufacturing jobs outside of the car industry.
No, they can still go to.
I could be wrong on that, but I haven't read of any yet.
Well, but see, most of it. Well, and most of NAFTA is still there and isn't being talked about.
Yes, it's 90. It was 90 to 95% the same with the Trump version, and then with the House, they took away another 5%. And I think one of the things the House also did was they put back something that I don't think Trump had in there, or just happened right at the end, no matter whose idea it was. And that was they took the being able to sue in U.S. courts out. And they went back to the original NAFTA system where there's a system of judges in NAFTA.
Okay.
So that you take your complaints to instead of using U.S. courts.
All right. What else?
Let's see. What else? The Jewish nationality thing. This is really weird because I'm not sure what particular laws cover religion that don't cover national origin, and arguing that what it seems to do is not protect Jewish people in America, it protects the country of Israel. For instance, one of the things they're Trump's upset about, I guess, is the anti-Israel boycotts that take place on college campuses because you don't like their despicable treatment of Palestinians, for example.
Oh, their treatment is despicable, is it? And what about the Palestinians' treatment of Israelis? I suppose that's all even-handed and love-infused.
They don't have a country you can boycott, though, do they?
They have missiles they fire into Israel all the time. Are they all with love?
I didn't say that. But I'll say that the even the Arabs in Israel proper are second-class citizens.
And the Jews in Palestine?
Palestine?
And these,
I don't know. Is Palestine a country,
the
Joe?
State, well, it's an area.
Yeah, it's an area. How about making it a country? Then we can talk about whether there's justice or
there
not.
You
huh?
go.
So I
talking.
Think, you know, anti-Semitism to me is exactly what you're saying. You're saying all the wonderful people, the Arabs, treat the Israelis so nice.
No,
and
I didn't say anything about that, Joe. Quit making stuff up. You are so bad. Can't you just use facts? If you could use facts instead of nonsense,
why don't you read CNN's story? Why don't you read CNN's story, and then you will have
all
some
right.
facts.
Enough, man. Chris.
But the question is, why did he do it? And that's one of the reasons he did. In order to prevent Americans from being able to protest Israel's treatment of Palestinians,
okay.
that protects the Jews in America.
All right.
No, it doesn't. It's trying to shut down protests.
Thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate the call. And good catch. You almost swore on the air.
And read the CNN story.
And that was
Joe brings it out.
Well,
he
does.
He can't say anything in a simple, factual way. He's still name-calling. He started name-calling you at the beginning of the show.
Don't I call Mark?
Like I thought he swore off name-calling.
What did I call Mark?
I didn't catch it.
What did I call Mark?
Namby pamby or something.
I didn't call
other.
You that.
Fat.
He uses that word all
big
the time.
Fat idiot, something like that. A big fat something.
I just turned it back on him. He uses
right.
that incorrectly all the time.
He's just holding up the mirror. All right, thank you so much, Chris. Thank
but,
you.
You know, Joe's been called using every sobriquet that Trump dreams up for. From Crooked Hillary on down.
Right, you're right.
And now all of a sudden he swore off it because he thinks it's bad.
Yep, that's him. That's him. Thank you so much, Chris.
As we say on the Republican side, lock her up.
Oh, you don't hear what sobriquet. You don't hear that.
No, you don't hear
word
that word
every
very
day.
Often.
All right, 1-800-795.
I'd say Chris bought himself a thesaurus.
Sobriquet comes from Chris, the same man who almost said onto the air, "Joe's just making up."
I think I can.
Sunbury Motors Kia knows they can. 2019 has been a great year for Sunbury Motors Kia. They need 24 new Kia sold to reach their best sales year ever. Buy a new 2020 Kia Soul S for only $17,549. Save over $4,300. Two SUVs you have to put on your list are the Kia Sorento and Sportage. At SMC, a 2020 Kia Sportage is a steal at $24,549. Save over $5,000. And a 2019 Kia Sorento S all-wheel drive is $27,999. That's over $8,000 in discounts. Sunbury Motors needs just 24 new Kias sold to break their one-year sales record. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
I think I can. I think I can. I think I can.
This little import dealer knows they can. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Let's see. The bottom one stands alone, I believe.
Says, if Congress included all crimes committed by Trump, we would be in court until 2040.
Okay.
And then another one from the same writer says, the president can't accept the FBI report as long as it makes him look like a liar. Barr is trying to make excuses to back Trump. Vote these lawless liars and stupid racist people out.
All right, Bill, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
If you could listen to the podcast of Mark Levin from last night, he broke it down on every past president, on every impeachable offense they committed, and by far all greater than Trump being the less of them all. But, I mean, the Democrats should be totally, totally embarrassed of what's went on. As far as the House and the abuse of power and the sham that went on with only one witness that spoke to the president himself, and there was no print quote crow or whatever they call that, but he stated, Trump said that, but I didn't interpret that way. I mean, how could you go after a president and take 50 people into a basement and come out with two or three of them that don't like Trump and then run a trial? And the American people and the Democrats should be in an uproar. And this the Democrat from California, Bass, has already stated that if Trump wins in 2020, we're going to impeach him again. It's headlines. You know, we're going to keep coming after him. And it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, and the only perk is the American people got to wake up and vote these guys out of the House and out of the Senate. If they get in the Senate, they're going to ruin this country, the Dems. They're going to ruin it.
Well, most people don't like the president, so they're probably going to keep voting Democrats in there.
But it's crazy. I mean, the guy's following the Constitution. You know, regardless if you don't like the tweet or not, he's doing his job
Take away his Twitter and you have a great president.
No. Here the thing is, how about the Democrats and the biased news media? That's 100 times worse than his tweets. Is the way they CNN, MSNBC, and all them go towards the fake news and the Democratic propaganda they put out. The tweets are nothing. Get to the real story. Put look at all the garbage that they put out.
It's not
apples and apples.
Right. So you're saying the president's tweets are bad, and that's the way he is. It's just the way an individual is behaving. But you're saying a whole industry is in the wrong when it comes to biased media.
It's been proven.
What's been proven? That the media is biased?
It's been proven with YouTube. They're all former Democratic employees. That the censorship and CNN, all of that.
Well, they're private companies, so they're permitted to be that.
Right, true. And they're ruining this country. And the American people that pay the taxes, we got to wake up.
How is CNN ruining the country?
Propaganda, all this fake stuff. Like, they want the
nothing they put out is right.
Well, what are the
is the truth?
Who watches CNN? I mean, I think it's
nobody because they're in a tank. Listen,
thank you. How can they ruin the country if nobody's watching them?
Listen, if you take all the polls, right, and they say, "Oh, this is the this percentage Elizabeth Warren, this percentage copycat Bernie Sanders," right? But if the American people, the polls are the ratings. The ratings are they're watching Fox News, that they're and CNN and all them other channels are in the tank. The real true polls are the ratings, and Fox is killing them.
Right. So I don't see how CNN can I don't see how both of your statements can be true, that CNN's ruining the countries, but nobody's watching them. I think it's a fairly safe statement to say that nobody's watching them.
The Democrats weren't ruining the country, and they're in the tank with them. They're in the tank. They're buying. It hasn't been proven yet, but the New York Times and the Washington Post were giving the deep state. It'll come out. They were giving them trips and perks for intelligence inside for news headlines that they could run in the paper and all that. That hasn't yet to come out yet.
Okay. All right. We'll give you the last word, Bill. Anything to add?
It was a sham and shit, man. He couldn't even show his face in public. I mean, this is he is a.
Was he at that news conference?
Clapper, they all got to be locked up.
He should have been there to present his findings to the committee, but he doesn't want to be questioned by the Republicans. I don't blame him.
Oh, they're going to hammer him. Listen, here's the last stop. If the Senate runs these trials the way they're supposed to and expose everybody and do it the right way, the Democratic Party will fold at the highest level. At the highest level. These people... It will. And,
gotcha.
And the word of the day is believing. Trump will not be leaving the White House in 2020 or 2021.
I like that. That's cute. I thought you were talking about believing in Santa, which, of course, I do. All right. Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for calling
in. Take care, Bill. Thanks for calling.
We're glad you're there. You're glad you're calling, so thank you. 1-800-795-9565 is the open line. And you got the empty email in basket at... On the Mark at WKOK.com, and we got one text to basket full in the text department that was sent to 70236.
I think I can.
Sunbury Motors Kia knows they can. 2019 has been a great year for Sunbury Motors Kia. They need 24 new Kia sold to reach their best sales year ever. Buy a new 2020 Kia Soul S for only $17,549. Save over $4,300. Two SUVs you have to put on your list are the Kia Sorento and Sportage. At SMC, a 2020 Kia Sportage is a steal at $24,549. Save over $5,000. And a 2019 Kia Sorento S all-wheel drive is $27,999. That's over $8,000 in discounts. Sunbury Motors needs just 24 new Kias sold to break their one-year sales record. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
I think I can.
This little import dealer knows they can. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Who is this?
The Bay City Rollers.
It is not.
Isn't it? Rob, is it the Bay City Rollers?
Stampeders.
Stampeders. Okay, Bay City Stampeders.
You are losing it.
All right, I guess I am. Well, they're from the Bay City. That's
what's
important.
To defend yourself and say, I'm not losing it. But now you're like, maybe I am.
All right, maybe I am. All right, from our texter, says, Democrats may win the next election by a landslide if what was reported today happens. Recession, recession, recession. Gee, Mr. Writer, I guess the only person we could find who said anything about a recession today was Bloomberg. And, gee, isn't he running for president? Isn't his news organization?
He wants a recession.
He wants a recession. So
that would help.
That way people will say, oh, we need Mr. Bloomberg to save us from this terrible recession.
Yeah, to send us a note who's reporting on a recession today. I couldn't find it. But that doesn't mean...
Well, you found Bloomberg.
Right. Bloomberg.com talking about a recession in 2020. But everybody else to a T, unanimously is talking about...
How the economy is booming.
Jobs and the S&P and
we just added 266,000 jobs last month, so...
Well, and
it's a heck of a recession we're going through.
Montour County reported that they're going to raise taxes next year. One of the dilemmas they reported was that they had less than average return on some of their pension investments. I thought, well, you got to invest different, buddy, because everything else is booming. So,
well, I mean, there are in any silver cloud, there's got to be a
a dark lining.
Dark lining.
Okay. You aren't losing it, buddy.
No,
It's gone.
In every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. In every silver lining, there's got to be a dark cloud.
Well, it's right? Just dark cloud has a silver lining. That's it. It doesn't go the other way.
Doesn't? Are you sure about
no.
that?
No, but every silver cloud does apparently have a dark lining. So.
How many silver clowns?
Silver clowns.
In any event.
Now you're getting giddy. Are you tired?
No, you're making
Did
me
you
late.
Sleep well last
no,
night?
No, I woke up at 1:30 and couldn't get back to sleep.
Okay, so that's part of it. You're getting giddy.
Yes. Well, in any event, it was funny.
What you had one clipping we were going to talk about.
Yeah, someone said about the impeachment and what it would be like. President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are both looking ahead to the Senate impeachment trial, but there's a growing divide between the two over what the trial should look like, CNN has learned. So you can weigh this as you wish. In conversations with the White House, the Kentucky Republican has made clear he hopes to end the trial as soon as he can, an effort to both get impeachment off his lap and protect his conference from potentially damaging votes should the process break out into partisan warfare. That will include a continuous whip count until McConnell feels he has the votes to acquit the president and end the show. He even has floated a 10-day minimum during these talks, one person said. But the show is exactly what Trump wants. He's made clear to advisors privately that rather than end the trial as quickly as possible, he's hoping for a dramatic event. According to the two people familiar with his thinking, he wants Hunter Biden, Representative Adam Schiff, and the whistleblower to testify. He wants the witnesses to be live, not clips of taped depositions. And he's hoping to turn it into a spectacle, which he thinks is his best chance to hurt Democrats in the election.
Okay. That's a strategy.
So, and I think it's a good one.
And you said that he would have the option of doing absolutely nothing, just ignoring what they send from the House, or is that...
No, I guess he can choose not to defend himself.
No, but does he have to act on the articles of impeachment if they come to the Senate?
Does he have to act on
the
McConnell?
Senate? Yes.
Yes.
He has to, no matter
right.
what. He doesn't have a choice.
The House has the absolute right to impeach. Having impeached, the Senate has an obligation
to hold a trial on
the charges filed by this House.
So the Constitution says they will.
They will. They can't ignore it.
One of our listeners who texted us said, well, I hadn't seen any clipping at all from MSNBC, but it turns out that is the source
he must be
of
watching
the recession.
Morning Joe again. Everything there is doom and gloom. The they talk about deranged people. He and Micah, really, it's distressing to watch them.
Micah Brzezinski?
Brzezinski, right.
Okay.
Z. Big Brzezinski's daughter.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Who was Jimmy Carter's Secretary of State, as I recall.
Okay. I remember that. Yeah, we had to learn to say that.
Z-Big, everybody called him.
Oh, okay. He's the big man.
The big man.
Okay. All right, so tomorrow we're going to talk about impeachment and other topics. We can talk about local issues, too, UPMC.
So, well, what do you think about the hearing? Now, we just talked about this, but you didn't give me any comment. What do you think should happen? Is Mitch McConnell right that they should rush through this, get it done as quickly as possible? Or do you think the president has the right, if he feels he's going to be vindicated by calling Hunter Biden and Adam Schiff and the whistleblower, should he not have the right to do that, finally?
Well, I think the Democrats in the House have gone pretty far afield and limited things to things that they just wanted presented. So I guess the Senate would have the same prerogative. It wouldn't bother me either way. The more of a spectacle it is, the more fodder for us. So bring it on.
Well, I mean, Hunter Biden's
not
at the
convict him. So
the Bidens are at the center of this. If you accuse me of doing something wrong and trying to get information about them, I say they became very relevant to the trial.
Wow.
Because the issue is whether or not there was
ridiculous.
Anything there that they did that warranted investigation.
Okay.
The president says there was.
And you think there is, and they should testify. Well, you want the whistleblower to testify,
sure,
which goes contrary to the law.
Let's find out what his motivation is, or her motivation.
Yeah.
Let's bring it all out in the open.
Everybody calls him.
We're all for transparency, right?
As long as it benefits the Democrats.
At least you're honest.
We're going to talk about this tomorrow. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WDK, okay, Sunbury.